Hi guys, we'll get started today. Kids day at on the second day of camp. So man, if you didn't feel their energy, you weren't out here very long. So it was great to spend some time with them after practice and feel their enthusiasm, that love for football and being around our team. So man, we're pumped to have them here. We had some good situations came up today at practice. For those of you who were watching, we did a move the ball from just spotted the middle field, like a sudden change scenario happened. Could the defense respond? If we could get down, whether it's touchdowns or field goals, that part was good. And then we made a competition there right at the end to have a two-minute end of the game, down three. So we challenged the offense. If they converted, they got to do 10 push-ups. So if you saw the guys at the end, so the defense, if they lost, they didn't get to get better. So we flipped it on. So that's why you saw some of the offense was waiting at the end. So we covered a lot of scenarios today, from a bunch of kickoff work that we did on special teams, to move the ball, start the ball right at the middle of the field, third down opportunities, red zone work that we wanted to get. And then we culminated today with a good 2 minute where we needed a field goal to win. It was nice to see Matt, trying to create those pressure environments in practice, and he nailed it. So it was a good day, good work all in all. We'll put the last part of the install in tonight, and with the big focus on the red zone tomorrow, we're really going to try and feature some guys tomorrow to see what they can do. It's our last look at some of the younger players and get a great look at them tomorrow before we take our break. So that was the plan from today, and I was encouraged by the work that we saw.
How did that red zone move the ball look where you got a touchdown from Hooper and another one on the slant that put the ball?
And that was the whole goal, to where the coaches are off the field, calling the plays, go to work. And it was, for Hoop to have the terminology down, the formations down, as is, you can tell he put in a lot of work. So back there was a nice play by CJ on a fade ball at the end. So both guys, both sides of the ball were making plays. I just like to create those pressure environments and see how the guys respond under that stress and under that pressure. And that's ultimately what we're trying to create every time we're out here, is put them under the press and try and simulate and just bring it as close to a game-like situation as you can. Is it exactly like it? Of course not, but we're trying to push that thing as far as we can to put them under the pressure, so when we get to those environments, hey, it's going to be executed exactly like we did in practice. We've been pleased with CJ's improvement. The switch from wide receiver to corner is fully underway. We think of him as a defensive back now. So for him down there, where he can really track the ball down in the red zone, especially where you have to make just split-second decision because the ball comes out faster, there's less field to defend, that's when that mental quickness really has to be on point, and he showed that today.
I know you mentioned yesterday it's by design having some rookie guys on defense in with the first team. Deion mentioned how that's really challenged him, really stepping up, being out there with better guys. Is that what you're hoping to elicit at?
It certainly is what I was hoping to gain from it, to step in that huddle and have to take command and make calls and lead the way. As a young player, it's not the easiest thing to do. But again, I'm just trying to, create that pressure scenario every chance we get. And so for him, leading all the guys who've played 8, 9, and 10 years, make the calls, make the adjustments, it's good. He's handling that pressure well.
When do things start to slow down for a guy like Deion and for DeAndre? When you put them out there with those veterans who know pretty much everything, you know the defense and
I think it slows down more by the person. So that'd be an excellent question for him to see where he's at, because some people may grasp the concept more quickly than others, and others may need more reps at it or not. So I've been pleased with both of them in terms of the learning, the understanding. There's very few mental busts by those guys, but there's a new route that goes in today, and those are the things that you can't simulate on the, the playbook. You've got to see it. You've got to feel it. I wasn't at quite the right depth to play this play. So those are the things that don't happen on the computer, and you got to be on the grass to experience it, and that's why it's so important for these guys to be out there and get their reps.
What have you seen?
All off season, that the line of scrimmage has been a real emphasis for us. It's so much so that we took our off season program, and we now have our big guys. They train together, both offensive line, defensive line. They're a group. And you saw them work some of the pass rush stuff together. They're doing the offensive line, the training in the weight room together. So that group of pushing one another is what we hope to create this spring. I give all the credit to them in terms of turning up the intensity and pushing each other to see how good we can get. But we're pleased with the work that group's putting in on both sides of the ball.
What have you seen from Hayden this year in his development, moving to end?
The versatility, that you can play more than one spot. That was something we were looking to do with Rashid. Can he play a defensive end and a tackle? He's got plenty of experience at the tackle, so now we're putting him at the 3-4 end. Certainly Shelby's kind of in that same boat as well, of trying to have the versatility. So all across the line, we're trying to build that.
Talking to Shelby about that move, that's why he said last year play a little bit more outside. How have you felt about his adjustment so far?
Honestly, you're just trying to find out as much as you can about all the players. And so Derek being a new player, we know he can play inside and nickel. He's played lots of defensive end. So we're working him on the right side. We're working him outside. So all those things now we're trying to challenge. So that way when he leaves here tomorrow, these are a couple of things I can take home with me. So when I get to camp, I've got these little three or four things I want to get better at. And that will honestly be the focus for every player. All of them are going to leave here, hey, this part of our game, I want to work this part just right before I get to camp. Well, I'm glad that you brought that up. It is the next man up. We excused Bosher today. He had a family matter, and he's back in town today, and he'll be here for practice tomorrow. But, you know, we want to show those in the team meeting. When your number's called, you got to deliver. And he did a nice job. He delivered, just like you expect him to.
Is there any injury update that might not have changed from yesterday to today?
No injury update from yesterday to today. And, in fact, the same exact one in terms of the guys that were limited with Chester, with Grady Jarrett, with Tyson. So we kept him on the same program going into today.
You mentioned Goodwin and the development that he's displayed over the course of OTAs and now this minicamp. He had a couple of plays out there today, one you specifically mentioned. Do you worry at all when you have that 6-7 right before camp, considering what he's been in the process of getting the reps, you know, throughout?
No, we don't worry about the break, and we send the guys back with a plan. And here's a couple of things specifically that each player can work at to get better. But that's the challenge of being a really good pro, of like working your craft where you don't always have to work it here with just the coaches. You know, to be great, you're going to find time early. You're going to find time late. You're going to find time on the weekends to work it. And we'll be in contact with him. So there's some things for him to improve on. And I anticipate that happening between now and camp.
Yeah. Julio, last year Texas game to another level goes, you know, first team all pro. He's already been, you know, three times in Pro Bowl. Now he's doesn't have Roddy here. What's it like, you think, this offseason for him with not having Roddy?
He's one of the most tremendous workers that I've had the pleasure to be around. The standard that he brings out to practice each day, it really represents all of us from the team of what we're trying to do. He just doesn't back off in terms of intensity, the competition that he brings. He carries himself with a really high standard. So for him, I expected no change, and there has been none.
Robinson, I know he was with Allen Washington. What type of element speed?
Aldrick, the speed factor is the thing. So when you're running some of the deep shots where you got to take some routes, we wanted to add more speed, and we thought he'd be a candidate who could do that. So we've seen him try and take the top off some coverages and defend the whole field. So for him, he's had an excellent camp. He has our attention for sure.
Ricardo Allen said he feels more like a leader now that he has a year of experience at safety. How do you feel like he's improved?
I think that's natural to go through. You know, you have to kind of go through. It was a brand new position for him, new starting role. So he was really trying to get his own world in order. And now that he has some, you know, guys that he can direct, and he's shown and proven that he's capable for the job. And I think you have to have some of those pelts on the wall, so to speak, to say, I can get the job done. You can count on me. So now that he's gone through that, he's earned their trust, and now he's able to lead a little more. But
are you concerned about Fuller's hamstring, or how serious is it?
He hasn't participated, you know, other than the rookie camp. So on that strain, we're just trying to make sure it's fully back. Oftentimes with a hamstring, when it comes back too early, so we're trying to be extra cautious to make sure there is no further setbacks. And that's really where we're at. So he's in the protocol. He's back running, doing the training, and that'll happen for the next couple weeks before he's fully ready to get back into it. So we anticipate him being fully ready for camp. What else, guys? Anything else? Last one for the day. Come on. It better be a good one.
How do you feel about Justin Hardy with how he's developed since last season? He's working a lot on the outside today rather than in the slot as well.
The question is regarding Hardy, and he's absolutely somebody that's earned his teammates' respect and the coaches' respect by the way he battled. Honestly, it started on him on special teams. And so for a guy who hadn't played on teams, who had just been solely a receiver, to have the grit and toughness to go battle and make tackles and cover kicks, like, that's willingness showing, like, I'll do whatever it takes to get on the field. And that transferred over to the offense. We count on him to do that. He worked extremely hard in the offseason. He's got one of the best, you know, mentors, you know, modeled behavior to look at his position to say, how do I handle myself in scenarios like look to your left? And he's followed that. And he's a hungry guy who's anxious to prove himself again. And sometimes that person who has a lot to prove can be a dangerous person. And I think that's where Justin is.